Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. It is our movement snack of the week, and since we have been cleaning out our pantry, hopefully you've done that, you're ready for summer to begin. Ours starts next week, so I'm hoping that I don't get very frazzled. I would say that now is the time to meditate, to get ready, but that is not going to be our movement snack. This week, I want us to focus on healthy shoulders and kind of just stretching out that upper back, and then also just paying attention to what our arms are doing. And I'm going to give you a few things that you can practice today. So the first one is going to be like climbing the wall, hands up the wall. And what it is you're going to need to stand in a doorway, and your arms are going to be out to the side, like you're holding them up in goalpost style. And you can let your elbows drop just a little bit lower than a full 90 degrees. So we're standing in our doorway. We have our arms placed on the door frame. And we're just kind of stepping equal to our arms, okay? So we're not opening too much. We don't want to stretch too much into our chest. Just whatever feels comfortable for you. And then I want you to relax those shoulders, and I want you to slowly walk your fingertips up the door frame, just continuing to walk those fingers up the door frame, up the wall. And notice what is happening with your shoulders. Do you notice anything different that's occurring? Do you feel like one is rising up? If one shoulder feels like it's rising up, just kind of think about maybe even just lifting it a little higher and then letting it relax and see if it can come back down to neutral. That is going to be the first thing. A lot of us hold a lot of tension in our upper neck, upper back area, so this becomes difficult. So we just want to work on relaxing it. And I feel like arms up the wall kind of help you feel the difference between shrugging and then relaxing into it. The next thing that you're going to do is, this one's harder to explain, but basically you are going to kind of, again, stand in a door frame, and you are going to grab onto the door frame with one hand, okay? And then what you're going to do is you're going to kind of lean back to where you're rounding that mid back. So if I think mid back area, I'm trying to work on getting a nice good stretch in that area. Now this is great for anybody who has that sway back or anterior pelvic tilt, because you're going to be working into that area, stretching that area out. And then you can bring your arm up a little bit higher on the door frame to stretch it out again, and then just move it around, that hand around on the door frame. You can go a little bit higher, a little bit lower, and just notice the difference. Do you notice any different feelings with that? And then make sure to do the other side. Like I said, this is great if you have a sway back, or what is also known as the anterior pelvic tilt. This is a great exercise for that. It helps to just kind of stretch out that mid back. And honestly, it is a great exercise for all of us just because it feels nice. That is my recommendation for you today for your movement snack. I do also want to mention that I have been over on TikTok a lot recently, and it seems like a lot of moms have been very interested in learning more about low belly pooch. So I am going to try to provide you with some information in an upcoming podcast, but I also wanted to let you know that I am starting a 30 days of exercises to help you. So we're going to go over some breathing, we're going to go over some posture, because of course those are the things that I really love working with in regard to any type of movement. But then we're going to go into some exercises, some things to focus on, why you might be dealing with low belly pooch, different reasons why you might be dealing with low belly pooch. And each day I'm just going to focus on a little thing. It's going to be maybe 5 minutes of a video for you to watch, an activity or an exercise for you to practice, and doesn't need to be done daily. But if you do want to follow along daily, that's awesome. That is going to be in our Form Fit Mom community. It's going to be fun. I'd love to hear questions you have. So if you notice that you have a low belly pooch, or maybe just happen to have, you know, an area around the midsection that you are not completely happy with, this is no judgment. I think there are different reasons we have this, so I'm not saying that our goal is to get rid of it, but maybe it is your goal. So I want to help those of you that, you know, feel like this is an area that you want to focus on. So that is what we're going to focus on in June. If you come over later than that, reach out to me. Let me know. I can share some information with you, because I do have a free guide on that. And then I will also be housing this after the 30 days. It will be housed in our membership portal where you can access at any point. So that is your movement snack of the week. Make sure to go hang out in the doorway, and then also join us over in the Form Fit Mom community for our Beyond the Belly Pooch 30 days of exercises to help you focus on that midsection. And as always, make sure to keep moving. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.